Three, two, one.
Free cocktails!
Yes, baby!
Yes, honey. Welcome back.
Back at you live!
That's my catchphrase. Don't steal my catchphrase.
Bitch, I've been live for the past 3 hours. Let's go.
I've been live for the past 3 days. Just don't tell anybody else that. That's our little secret. There's a lot of reasons for it, but one part is, like, the good news is that I'm gonna be coming home soon.
Yes, Woo! And Bailey's more excited about it than Jake is excited about it, because Bailey cares about Jake so much.
He's just gassing me up because I went through a crisis for a second, but, like, it's okay, because I've been in crisis mode for a bit, but the crisis will be over, because by the time that this podcast is released, I should be on a plane.
Oh my god, that's true.
Or maybe I'll actually know. If we release it at like noon or so, well, no, not noon. Yeah, noon your time. Like, by that evening, I will be having wine with my coworkers for the last time before I get onto a plane.
When's your flight?
It's at midnight.
On Friday?
Yeah, I take a red eye, honey. That's the way to do it. I love a good red eye.
I've never taken a flight that late. That's insane.
I like my flights like I like my wine red. I like a red one. Because
see, I like to fly in the day, that way I can get shit-faced.
Oh, no. No. Okay, no, cuz here's the thing. I'm going to go to this little happy hour. I'm going to order my favorite bottle of red that only they have. I've not found it anywhere else. I'm going to drink the whole bottle and then I'm going to get on an airplane. I'm going to fall asleep. Next thing I know, I'll wake up in Ohio at, like, 10 in the morning, and I'll have the whole day.
That'll be nice, except you won't be in Cincinnati, and you won't be with me, so...
I know, but I think me and Vicky have a day plan. We're gonna... Well, I think she's got a football game that we're gonna
watch
that night.
That's the sad part, is you're gonna be in Ohio, and I'm gonna be in Ohio, but I'm not gonna see you for about a month.
Watch, we're saying that, like, oh my god, we're about to be reunited, but, like,
No, you're gonna be about 45 minutes away from me.
I'm sorry, I'm booked. I think I'm going up north, actually.
Bitch is booked and busy. I'm over it. I'm too booked and busy for you. Fuck off.
I told you that my semester was gonna be very busy, but I will have, like, a doctor's appointment before Christmas that I have to come down for, so I'll see you before Christmas. It'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is I should see you before Christmas, and bitch is saying that he's too booked and busy to come to Cincinnati.
I mean, I am very booked and busy. I am a woman in high demand, okay?
Yeah, but who's more high demand than your best good Judy?
You can take a reservation if you'd like. I can maybe...
Girl. Oh my god.
I think I have a 9 o'clock appointment
Shut
open
the fuck
on
up.
The
I'm
18th.
I'm over it. Well, let's start with this. How are you?
What was that gif I sent you? It was Olivia Pope, and I think she said slightly overwhelmed with emotion. That seems to be, like, if I had to describe my emotional state, and even just, like, my personal being, actually, I think I'm motherfucking Olivia Pope, okay? You don't know who she is, but she's, like, a bad bitch that's just trying to, like, slay at her work, but at the same time, she's dealing with all of this emotional trauma. Luckily, well, okay, honestly, her emotional trauma is from the president, and don't get me wrong, like, the president does give me a lot of, like, psychological distress sometimes, but, my emotions are stemmed, alas, from the French boy.
Oh god. See, and you know what? And that's where we differ, because right now I'm feeling very emotionless. I have no emotion.
But that's okay, though, because that's how we balance each other. Because we can't be both going through it at the same time. Because then that would be so unproductive. But, you know me, when it comes to, like, relationships and even talking to people, I'm usually pretty good about not being emotional. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're just, like, here, like, okay, let's just, like, check into my hotel real quick, that's fine, bye, like, whatever. No biggie. But, it's like, I don't know. Oh, well, I didn't even tell the story, but essentially what happened is that...
Yeah, let us know what's happening.
We had continued to... We basically had been seeing each other since that episode, or that weekend that we talked about. The problem, though, came up this past weekend. This is because this past weekend is my last weekend in San Fran. We got together on Friday night. It was cute. It was our usual gig. We went out to the bars, back to his place, yada, yada. Next day, though, left his house. He was like, okay, I'll see you later tonight. I'm like, okay. Later on that night, I text him. I'm like, hey, okay, what's the plan? Where are we meeting? And he said, oh, the Mix, which is a bar. I'm like, okay, great. I'll see you there. But I, you know, I sent him a text when I got in the Uber. I was like, okay, I'm on my way. I'm turning my phone off though, because the battery is running low. Cause you know, we trying to be safe. Who knows what could happen? Cause what happens if Guy Fieri comes after you again? A part of me is also wondering if we should keep making such specific references, because it's like, do people even listen to that episode? I don't know, but like, it's fine. Like, well, just let's say this situation happens.
Well, if you haven't listened to the Guy Fieri episode, then that means you need to go back in time, rewind, and go re-listen to our
episode. That's okay, because that actually is the same episode that this is the whole part of the French boy story. But another reason why you keep your phone charged like that and you don't, like, you turn it off if it's running low is because you might get to the bar, turn it back on, and see that the French boy has canceled on you. Trying to say that he's just too tired, and so he's going home. And I'm like, hold on now. We've been seeing each other every Friday, Saturday night for the past, like, month. We've gone to, like, dinners. We've, like, you know, been fucking, like, it's, you know.
You have that emotional connection, and he should have been sustaining that emotional connection.
Well, two things on that. One, I'm pissed off by the fact that I even developed an emotional connection, because I was like, I know this is short term. I know it's going to end. I'm not setting myself up to be heartbroken. But then all it took was for him to cancel on me with something as bullshit as I am tired. What do you even mean? I'm too tired. Because listen, bitch, if the shoe was on the other foot, the tables were turned, honey, I don't give a damn how tired I am. If it's a boy that I'm really interested in, like he's acting like he was, I would have fucking been there in a goddamn second.
Well, that Let's get that straight. That just shows his own personality and his own, like, morals. And fuck him. That's all I have to say is fuck this French boy.
Well, yeah, I mean, and he, you know, we tried to talk about it and he, you know, just completely oblivious. It was just really rude, in my opinion. He was being rude. I mean, the situation was rude, but when he's trying to message me in the follow-ups, he's like, oh, I was sick. And I was like, well, bitch, you didn't say that originally. And, like, just a lot of very fishy things with how he approached it. And then has largely tried to brush it off. He tried to message me even tonight. And he was like, how was your day, sexy? And I'm like, excuse me?
Don't call me sexy.
Don't. Yeah, well, and then, of course, I had the nerve to reply. And guess who still hasn't gotten a text back? So I don't know if he's just trying to play psychological warfare right now. But I don't appreciate
it. That's what the French do. They play psychological warfare.
No, bitch, they'll do real warfare. What you mean? They've been rioting in the streets for, like, God knows how long. It's ridiculous. Did you see all that?
No, yeah, I did. I mean, yeah, the French... In Paris, they've had, basically, they decided that they are not happy with their president, which America is doing the same, but not to the same extent.
Because there was a Trumpian candidate, that was Marie Le Pen, but she got defeated. They went with the centrist, Emmanuel Macron.
Yes, but Emmanuel is basically like a Trump.
No, he's not. No, he's, no, no, because he's not a... violent, he's, racist.
No, but he, no, he's not, but he's also pig. Yeah, but he's also not a liberal. He's not progressive.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, he's still capitalist scum, and that's why they're pissed off. Because he was instituting tax cuts and shit, or taxes, or increasing taxes on other people, or
increasing taxes on the poor, and decreasing taxes on the rich, and increasing taxes on the poor.
Yeah, when you saw the, if you look at the breakdown from, like, the taxes that he was instituting, it's, like, literally everybody else pretty much gets hurt, especially the poorest of people. And then you see the, literally, like, the 1% of France has a spike up. And it's like, I mean, this is also why you don't elect a centrist, but at the same time, it's like, hey, at least you didn't elect Marie Le Pen, because she's basically a fucking Nazi. So, you know, it could have been much worse.
Well, good for them, but at the same time, it sucks that they elected someone who is still shitty towards the poor.
Well, and there's a couple other things, like, to unpack with this, too, is that, like, granted he was, like, he's been raising taxes and stuff, and the burden hasn't been, like, equal, like, fair. It hasn't been, like, a fair distribution of the pain. But, you know, like, I also, you see, this is something I had talked through with David, is that I'm like, listen, lest y'all still forget, though, you don't even, like, you guys have free healthcare, free education.
Do they?
A super, yeah, it's another industrialized nation. Of course they do. It's
literally like,
the problem was is that the places that he was raising it in were directly affecting more poor folk. So, like, you know, people who are commuters, because there's the carbon tax. He was hiking that, and that's where it all spun out from, because they're called the Yellow Jackets, but they're like, it's the French term for it, but they are protesting in these bright yellow fluorescent jackets that you're required to keep in your car by law. And so that is realistically what it, like, stems from.
Wait, why are you required by law to keep yellow jackets in your car?
Presumably if there's some kind of emergency situation, just to make sure that you can be seen and spotted and, you know, it's like one of those things.
Okay, are they providing? I mean, are they providing these jackets?
Girl, I don't know.
Because if you're requiring people to have these jackets, you better be providing them.
Okay, listen, Linda. Like, it's like maybe like a $15 little vest. I could get on Amazon and order one right now.
Okay, but at the same time, if you're requiring the poor people to have these jackets, you better be giving them to the poor people.
It's for people with cars, so they're not, like, dirt poor, you know what I mean? Like, they have enough money to have a car. I would assume they could get a little $10 vest off of Amazon. That's, yeah, like, the whole idea that you...
Okay, but
you still have to pay for driver's insurance, driver's license here. You know, like, if they said we had to get a vest, too, I mean, that would be so nominal at that point.
I think that if you require somebody to have something, then it needs to be subsidized. Because if you're requiring an American to have a $25 ID, then you need to subsidize that. Because if they can't afford a $25 ID or the gas to get to that place to get the $25 ID, then that's not fair to them. So if you're requiring someone to have a yellow jacket, you better be giving them out to the public.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. And they might, who knows, they might actually be supplied. I really don't know. They might get provided the jacket. I just know that that became the symbol of their protest.
Well, that's, I knew that they were the yellow jackets, but that's actually kind of funny that they're required to have this jacket and then they use it as a symbol as a protest. That's actually really funny. Or not funny,
well, yeah.
But it's very valid. Like, we are the yellow jackets. You require us to have these. So we're going to go ahead and let these jackets be a symbol of poverty.
Well, yeah, and, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I, like, and we'll get into the resolution here in a minute. I'm not saying that they're not poor or whatever just because they have, like, free healthcare and free education. Like, if anything, that's more of a reflection on how, like, shitty America is, because we still don't have that and we still put up with the same, if not worse, bullshit here. But they get the same kind of stuff happening to them, and they're out in the street fucking rioting. They're burning shit. Like, Paris has been a fucking mess. It's been on fire, basically.
Well, yeah, but there was a resolution, finally.
I know, and I was shook that they even got to one. I mean, I figured, because this has been going on for almost a month.
It makes sense, because there were people traveling across France to Paris to protest because the minimum wage is unacceptable.
Right, yeah. Well, and then that's exactly the resolution that they got, is that Macron actually announced that they are going to be raising the minimum wage. I don't know what... I didn't see or look into any specific numbers. Why can't we do that here? Why can't we just go on the street and protest and riot and shit and nobody's gonna listen to us?
Well, no, that's the thing, is that when Donald Trump got elected, we did go in the street and we protested. And that was a thing for a really long time. But there was no resolution from it. And we've kind of just kind of laid down towards it. You know, we've laid down and we got fucked. You know, we just kind of let it be. And it was like, okay, well, we're going to protest. And we protested for a really long time and nothing had happened. And now, 2 years later, there are no protests and nothing's happened. Other than Donald Trump fucking the country in the butthole.
I know, and he's doing it wrong, honey. He's not using any lube.
He's not using any contact. He's not using any condoms.
No, but at the same time, let's be real. He's got such a tiny dick that we wouldn't feel anything anyway. I think that's why we're also numb at this point. We're just like, it's just a thing. It's happening.
Even if it is a tiny dick, but it's still like you still need to use a condom. Even though you have a tiny dick, you still need to use a condom. And we never got that condom, aka that resolution.
See, but that is now our new Congress. That's Maxine Waters and Pelosi, more than likely, if she wins the leadership. They're going to be our condoms for us. They're going to provide a bit of protection for the little people.
I hope so. I love Maxine Waters. Bring us those condoms, bitch.
Fun fact, she's actually a bit of a corrupt politician, too, but we can get into that another time. Yeah, when I had the exact facts back in front of me, but I remember it was way back.
To be honest, they all are. Because you know what? We all love Elizabeth Warren, but she's a corrupt politician.
She's not corrupt.
Well, she's also accepting money from big corporations. And I'm not exactly sure what corporations those were, so I'm not going to speak to it. But I know that there was something that got released that she was not who she said that she was.
What do you think about Daddy Beto?
Honestly, I don't know much about Beto, but I've heard great things.
No, he was the guy that ran against Ted Cruz.
Well, yeah, in Texas, yes, I know that, but like...
Oh, yeah, he's just a super liberal, super progressive, basically a charismatic replica of sorts of Barack Obama, and that's why people are even like, you need to run, because young people and other people just like really like you, because you're a down-to-earth guy, like... Whatever, do it. You've energized the base. Do it. And I'm like, yeah, sure, great. But also, he's just, like, kind of a babe. And I'm like, you know, like, he had this whole video of him, like, cutting up a steak. And I'm like, bitch.
Oh, my God. I just Googled. He's hot as fuck.
He is hot.
Oh, my God. I would mount him.
Exactly. I'm like, come to me, Daddy. Come on to me. Come into the presidency and save us.
Oh my God, he is hot as fuck, girl.
He's a babe, and he talks like a regular person, not a politician. Like, he's like, and his ideas are so fucking liberal and progressive. It's like amazing.
Oh my God, I would climb him like a fucking tree.
Exactly, it gets me wet. We're not a tree, we're in the rainforest, honey.
No, he is a tree, and I would climb him.
He's so cute. He's so cute. But who knows? Maybe he will, maybe he won't. That remains to be seen, realistically. Here, maybe I'll take a cigarette break real quick. We can talk about that real quick, though. Like, I'll be honest with you. I know I'm about to come home. And I'm really excited to be home, but I'm also not excited to be back in Dayton because there will be literally no gay people there. Like, now that I am free from David, what am I supposed to do? look for somebody from high school. Like, have you ever hooked up with somebody from high school after graduation and shit? Like, yeah. Like, have you had one of those, like, yeah. We've been graduated for a minute, let's get together.
Yeah, I have.
Oh my god, I did too, and actually it was pretty good, I'll be honest with you.
I've had a few and it was horrible. It was when I was in the frat and I was still in the closet.
Oh, come on, frat boy.
And this guy from my high school who I found on Grindr, who had his name on Grindr was different than his name. He made this fake name. He called himself Troy, like High School Musical.
You ain't no Zac Efron, bitch. No, settle down.
He was not. So I invited him over to the frat house. He came over to the frat house, and when he came over, you know, we started getting into it, and I think that we... I honestly don't even know if we kissed. I don't know if he was down with that.
Oh, that's weird. I would never hook up with somebody if they didn't want to kiss me.
Maybe we made out. And, like, I started eating his, banana split.
Booty?
No. Banana split. Oh. Started eating the banana split.
You were having that bratwurst, honey. Putting a little bit of mustard on the bratwurst, honey.
All of a sudden, I'm like, okay, like, you know, your turn. And he's like, oh no, sorry, I don't suck dick.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, you're not a gay man. That's bullshit. No.
That, at the time, I was a top. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll fuck you. And
he was also like, no.
He's like, no, I don't do that, but I'll fuck you, but I won't suck your dick.
Oh my god, is this how you became a bottom?
Probably.
Oh, so you did let him fuck
you. No, I didn't. Uh-huh. I was like, fuck you, get the fuck out.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's so disrespectful. If they're not willing to reciprocate, what aren't you doing? What is that?
I don't know. And I'm like, okay, stems from. So you, like, get...
Why is that a thing?
I'm like, so you get off, and then I'm just here like a fucking chopped liver sitting duck?
But, like, why is that a thing? I don't get why somebody would be willing to be blown, but they're not gonna blow back. That doesn't make
sense. That's a really big thing in the gay community. When you get on Grindr, it's like...
Is it?
Yeah, it's like, you suck me and then leave. And okay, and that's another thing that I had heard from a podcast. It was when Guys We Fucked had, like, they had this gay guy on the podcast, and it was about how he told one of his sexuality stories, and he heard from a gay person that, like, yeah, like, if like, you're a top, like, you can just tell a bottom to suck you off, and, like, they like that.
Oh, that's some bullshit. That's so fucked up.
I love to suck me some dick. But at the same time, if you're not gonna suck my dick, get the fuck out of my house. Even for 5 seconds. Right. Like, I will go down on you for an hour. But if you're not gonna go down on me for 1 minute, get the fuck out.
If you're trying to check into my hotel, you have to take a little taste at the, like, at minimum. I won't even let you enter my Temple of Doom if you don't eat the cake, honey.
Absolutely not. You better be coming to eat some cake if you're coming to my house.
Girl, our conversation has been so coded that we could probably post it directly to Tumblr and they'd have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, absolutely not, as long as it's censored.
They would be like, they'd be like,
as long as there's no female nipples, they're fine.
Female presenting nipples. There can be R.I.P. no women.
R.I.P. Tumblr. Right. 2010 to 2018.
All you were good for was porn anyway. We talked about it, and you done fucked up. I already deleted mine. There's an update for you. This is gone. Fuck it.
My nudes definitely haven't been deleted yet. I'm going to see how long they stay.
Well, listeners, if you want to see Bailey hard as a rock in his hands, giving you a little tease of the goodies, and the one in the lacy little number that, like, lacy kind of like robe, and that was so sensual. I was like, this is like Victoria's Secret if they didn't hate trans people. That is you. So cute.
Actually, there was one fraternity on UC's campus that just accepted its first trans president.
I actually saw that and I was really confused. And I didn't ask anybody because I was like, is this a thing? Is this a real thing? How did this, like, what? UC, of all people?
No, but I was very confused because I didn't even think about that. And I'm like, how does fraternities and sororities treat trans people? And a lot of fraternities and sororities released statements recently, and it was like, we're not currently accepting trans.
That's because those are straight institutions. I'm not surprised.
Well, yeah, they're all rooted in hate.
Yeah, they're not gonna, like, especially, I'm surprised more so by the sororities. But, like, fraternities, oh god, no, that's like bro culture.
Well, it's not even the fact that, like, it became, like, a big thing. It's just that, like, no sorority and no fraternity has guidelines on what to do with trans people, and they haven't created guidelines that explain how they deal with a trans woman trying to join a sorority or a trans man trying to join a fraternity. They don't have that.
Well, and in one regard, like, why do you even need a policy on it in the first place?
And because that's the thing.
Why the fuck does it matter?
Because it's, like, a woman and it's a man.
Oh. Did I tell you about this? This is a plot twist. I don't know if it'll make the final cut, but because I was reading my queer theory and stuff, it had me thinking about, like man and women and whatever. And I'm like, well, I don't believe in the binary. I am just genderqueer. I'm not, like, if I think of what it means to be a man, I'm not. I just have a dick. That's it. But I don't want to be no woman either. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much toxicity between the two. And then I was like, this is just so, like, I don't know. The whole dichotomy between man and woman and whatever is just such bullshit. And then it, like, starts to come for trans people, and it's just so rude. And I'm like, let them live. Let them, like, if they want to be a part of your organization, let them join the organization.
Exactly. If they're willing. Honestly, if there is a trans person who's willing to even join a fraternity and sorority.
A Greek fraternity, no less. Let's be real.
Then why the fuck not? Because who the fuck wants to even join one of those things nowadays? You should take whoever wants to join. Because it's a dying thing. Like,
slim pickings, huh?
It is slim pickings. And, like, you need to get on board with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then, like, you're dying with the fraternity that's going to die. Like, all of these fraternities and sororities are dying.
But it's okay, because I will be home in a week, and then Bailey and I will be able to record together. And we'll be in our groove. And we're sorry we missed last week. Again, we've been going through it. There's been a lot of shit happening.
We didn't even mention that we missed last week. We're just going to ignore the fact that we did.
Edit it out. I don't care. Or keep it in. I don't give a shit either. But, no. Yeah, there's just been a lot happening. And Jake wants to cry all the time. And so, we need to get us through it first. And we are going to try to get this out to you on Friday. I kind of wish we would have said earlier to email us at fctpodcast@gmail.com. We want your cocktails because, like, your stories are better than ours and we're clearly starting to blank. Or maybe it was just tonight. It might have just been tonight because we've been talking for the past 3 days.
Yeah, it was just tonight. And just send us your stories because we don't want to expose ourselves, but we will. We would rather expose you.
No. We just want to give you advice.
Yes. We
want to give advice.
If you need any advice, if you need any help, even if it's not like a sexual story, if you just need some help with your partner or you need help explaining and like life. What your sexuality is or like anything. Anything.
No, it could be literally a suggested topic. They could be like, talk about mothballs or like cedar chests.
Yeah, like, oh, what do you want to hear about? Do you want to hear about
I'll have you know.
Raiding the Lost Ark? We'll tell you about how we raided the Lost Ark.
Okay, honestly, I don't think I've ever seen that movie, but I would still try to talk about it.
No, but we will tell you about how we raided the Lost Ark, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yes. Well, see, I like to think that I'm Lara Croft Tomb Raider, but, you know, you can be Harrison Ford.
Yeah, definitely. So,
So, yeah, like, let us know, hit us up, follow, like, subscribe, and we'll see you very soon, hopefully, maybe back in Ohio. Yes.
Find us on Instagram at FCT Podcast. Find us on Facebook at FCT Podcast. Go like and subscribe and follow us, and also go like and
send Jake dick pics.
Yeah, I mean, we love dick pics. Send us both dick pics.
I would love to do like a dick pic episode where we just, well, that's not very, that's a visual thing on
no,
an
but
audio
we can
platform.
We can visual we can describe what we're seeing on screen. So if you want us,
oh my god, that would be so
to
funny.
Describe your dick on the podcast, go ahead and send us a pic. If even
are you
even,
a work of
even
art?
If not, just send us a pic anyway because we love dick pics.
Jake is single now.
We love dicks. Send us all the dicks.
Jake is sad. Jake is sad about the French boy. Send me dick pics to cheer me up, please.
Yeah, please. Because I would rather hear Jake talk about dick pics than this French boy. I'm over it by now.
Yeah, Bailey's over it. It's been 3 days. He's like, are we, can we be done now that we've recorded
like,
it?
I'm like, let's move on. Thank you, next.
Thank you. Thank you. Next.
So send us your dick pics. Thank also, like, next. Like and subscribe thank to Franzia.
You. Next. Thank you, Francia.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next bottle.
And at Franzia, just at Franzia and say FCT Podcast. Literally just add them and say FCT Podcast.
Just keep plugging us to them. Eventually they'll realize who we are and they'll realize we're the perfect spokespeople. Even if it's not the podcast, I would be a great spokesperson.
I've never even heard of a podcast begging for a sponsorship, but Franzia, we're begging for you.
And practically, I think I have more Franzia in me than blood.
Your blood is made of Franzia.
I'm pretty sure. They're both red. I can't make the
our
sense of it.
Our blood's Franzia, so. We bathe in Franzia, and we butt chug Franzia.
I sweat Franzia. Like, I come Franzia. I'm like, ugh! Sauvignon Blanc. It's okay. That's what we do. Or a Moscato, depending if it's sweet or not. We'll see.
Yeah, it depends if you had pineapple that day.
Anyway, we digress. Thank you all for listening to us. We will
so much.
We'll see you next week live as always.
Except for last week.
And I mean, it was a sad time too. Excuse me. I'm drunk now. See, you get to edit it, and you get to see the gradual transition into full drunkenness.
Bitch, I went from Litty Titty to Ready for Betty.
Oh. Thanks for listening to us, guys. We'll see you soon. Okay, bye. We've been Fruit Cocktail.
Fruit Cocktails.
Yes, bitch. See you soon, honey. Bye.